Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Thank you so much, Pastor Shane. What an absolute honor it is today to be bringing the Word of God. I'm so excited to see what God does in us and through us today as we come around His Word. But before we jump into that, I just want to say how incredible are our amazing senior pastors, Pastor Shane and Pastor Georgie. They're pioneering our amazing church through the thick and the thin. They're continually loving us, praying for us, caring for us, encouraging us. We have the most amazing senior pastors, don't you think? So why don't you right now, to show some love and appreciation for them, in the chat there's a love heart reaction button. Why don't you hit that like 10 times, and I want to see all the love hearts blow up in the chat there in appreciation for our amazing senior pastors. Now, who is ready for the Word of God today? You know how we do it? We put it in the chat. I am ready for the Word of God today. You see, I'm believing that today's Word is going to change the way you think about trials and problems that you face in life, whether it's trials of the past, of the present, or in the future. I want to help you see them in a different light today. If you've got your Bibles, why don't you open them up to Romans chapter 5, and we're going to be reading from verse 3 and 4. And it says this: "We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they will help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation." I love this passage so much. It tells us, hey, we can rejoice too, not just when things are going great, but we can rejoice too when we face trials and problems. We have the ability to rejoice because we know that God is going to do something in us. He's going to develop strength of character in us. He's going to give us endurance, and ultimately, He's going to strengthen our confident hope of salvation. I love it. I love this passage so much because Jesus Christ is in us, because we have the Holy Spirit in us. We can rejoice when faced with trials and problems. We can rejoice. Come on, put it in the chat. We can rejoice. The title of my message today, for all those note takers out there, we love you. We love you, note takers, all right? And for all those crazy people that like to type a million different things in the chat, we love you too, all right? We love you too. So the title of my message today is Triumphant in Trials. I believe that God has called us to be triumphant in trials. Not just when everything is great will we be triumphant, but when things aren't going so great, when we're faced with trials and problems, we are called to be triumphant in them. Triumphant in trials. Let me pray for you before we get started today. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for what you're going to do here today, God. We open up our hearts to you now. We open up our minds to you now. Speak to us today, Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you today, God. And everybody says in that chat, today, come on now, amen and amen. Have you ever found yourself in the middle of a trial and just thinking to yourself, how in the world did I get here? Like, how did this happen? Like, when did this happen? Why? Like, how did I get into the middle of this trial? The Monday just gone, it was my day off, and I had an amazing day with the family. We watched Paw Patrol with my kids. Come on now, Paw Patrol, Marshall, Chase, Zuma, Rocky, Sky, yeah. You know, I don't know. If you got kids, you'll know what I'm saying, but it was just a great day. It was also like a super productive day. I got my shovel, dug a few holes, planted a few plants. We did some stuff around the house. It was awesome. It was just a super productive day. It was an amazing day, but that was until 4:30. p.m. last Monday. 4:30 p.m. You see, at 3:30 p.m., our friends knocked on the door and they're looking to do some landscaping for us out the front. So as a family, we all went outside. My wife, Ash, my two kids, Bailey David James and Zari Rose, we all went outside to hang out with them at 3:30 p.m. But also at 3:30 p.m., the tap in our kitchen sink, the tap was left on full flow and the plug was in the sink. The plug was in the sink. Those things don't go together too well. So when it went 4:30 here and we came back inside 1 hour later, what we found is that half our house was underwater. Half our house had been flooded. The kitchen, the lounge room, the hallway, the bedrooms, all filled with water. And sadly, Nigel, our robot vacuum, who is legitimately just like a beloved part of our family. Nigel, that's why, you know, he's got his own name. He's a part of our family. If anyone's got a robot vacuum out there, you'll understand. They become a part of your family. Sadly, Nigel, it seemed to have tried his hardest to save our house. His very heroic act. And he was vacuuming up water. And in the process of that, he short-circuited himself. And we lost a valued member of our family that day in Nigel, our robot vacuum. But I think that we would all agree in life that we don't have to go around looking for problems and trials. They're just going to happen in life. It's just a part of life. Just like the Greek philosopher says, you know, the Greek philosopher, he says, sometimes stuff just hits the fan. Sometimes in life, things just hit the fan. I love what it says in John 16:33. It says, here on earth, you may have many trials and sorrows, but take heart. I love that. But take heart. Here on earth, there's going to be trials. There's going to be sorrows. There's going to be problems. There's going to be things that we're going to have to face that we never thought we'd have to, or made us incredibly uncomfortable, or they, you know, really difficult things that we have to face. But these are going to happen here on earth. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. We can be triumphant in trials. So I've got 3 points for you today when it comes to being triumphant in trials. And what I want you to do is I want you to write them down. Come on, all those note takers, write them down. I want you to put them in the chat. Come on, all the crazies in that chat, you know, the ones that just type a million words per second. Put it in the chat. I want you to put these points in the chat. I want you to think about them over the next week, because I'm believing that God wants to do a mighty work in your life. I truly believe that. So our first point when it comes to being triumphant in trials today is that you need to understand this. God is for you. God is for you. If we're to be triumphant in trials, we need to understand that He is for us. John 10:10 says this, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. That is his nature. That is what he's here to do. He wants to steal, he wants to kill, and he wants to destroy. That's what he's about. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. That's why Jesus has come. So we can have life to the full. So we can have life abundantly. God wants us to have life to the full. When we're in the midst of a trial, I want to encourage you. When you're facing a problem, never let the thought come into your mind, God, why did you do this to me? God, why did you do this to me? You see, it's not in His nature. We live in a fallen world. And because of this, we're going to face problems and trials on this earth. We're just going to face them, but it's not in His nature. He doesn't put them on us. But what He does promise us is that He's for us. That when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He is there by our side. He is for us. Romans 8:35 to 37 says this, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? It's a great question. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? Here's your answer. You ready? No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us. Overwhelming victory is ours. I want you to catch that today. Overwhelming victory is yours through Christ Jesus. If He's in your heart, if you have a relationship with Him, if the Holy Spirit is in you, you have an overwhelming victory in Him. We are triumphant in trials. God is for us. Let the battle, come on, I want you to catch this. Let the battle be the Lord's, because the victory is ours. Stop trying to fight His battle for Him. Stop trying to fight his battle. The battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. Remember that God is for you. The problems of the past, the trials you're facing today, and the ones in the future, just remember that God is for you. Here's a question for you. How do you respond when faced with a trial? I have two kids, Bailey David James, who's 4 years old, and Zari Rose, who's about to turn two in a week or so. And when we come inside and found that half our house was flooded, it was quite funny to see how they react in very different ways. So my younger Zari Rose, she's a bit of a savage. Pray for her, please. She's full of energy. She's constantly wrestling people, getting people in headlocks. She's awesome. But when she come inside, I was a little bit concerned to find just how excited she was that half our house was underwater. It was just like she walked into the theme park, Wet and Wild, you know. She was just like, "Whoa, this is amazing." She's running around, she's kicking water everywhere. And I got very concerned when she started belly sliding through the water. I was like, "Zari Rose, cut it out, all right? Cut this out." But then it was funny because my other child, Bailey David, my son, he was just so upset. He was so angry with the tap. He just could not believe that the tap would do this to our house. He was just so upset with it. How could you do this, tap? I think it's interesting. I think it's good for us to look at how we respond to different problems and trials in life. Is our response grounded on the fact that God is for us? Is the way you respond to a trial or a problem in your life grounded on the fact that He is for you? He is for you. God is for you. So let's continue to fix our eyes on Him. So our first point is that God is for us. Our second point is this. When it comes to being triumphant in trials, you need to understand that God is in you. He's for you. And He's in you. One of my most favorite scriptures is Galatians 2:20. And it says this, "I have been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I that live, but it's Christ who lives in me." When I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, when the Holy Spirit's in me, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ who lives in me. God is in you. He is in you. And because He's in you, you don't need to be defeated. Because He's in you, you don't need to be disheartened. Because He's in you, you don't need to be distressed. Because God is in you, we are triumphant in trials. We truly are. I want you to catch this, all right? You ready? I want you to catch this. Because God is in us, there is purpose behind every problem that we face. Because God is in us, there's purpose behind every problem that we face. He didn't bring the problem or the trial our way, but because we're going through it, he's got this unique ability to help us grow through trials and problems. He's got this unique ability to help us become more Christ-like through these things. He has this unique ability to bring purpose to the things that we think would have no purpose to, that the world would say, you know, we're only going to come out of this worse. But God has a way of taking it, and it's like we're going through that process has been refined by fire and coming out the other side like pure gold. I love that scripture we read before from Romans 5, and it talks about, let's rejoice. Let's rejoice, not just when things are going good, but let's rejoice when we're faced with problems and trials, because He's going to do something in us. He's going to do something in you when we're faced with these things. It talks about having endurance. We're going to have endurance. It talks about developing a strength of character. And then it talks about a strength of character producing a confident hope of salvation. I love that. A confident hope of salvation. We'll understand that our time on earth here is so short. And we're going to have so much confidence in our salvation because of our relationship with Him. We are to be triumphant in trials. God is for us and God is in us. Romans 8:28 says this, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. God has that unique way of making all things. Come on, not just the good things, not just the okay things, but the bad things as well. He has this unique ability to make all things work together for good if we just continue to love him and continue to understand that we are called according to his purpose. I love that so much. You know, Ash and I, we've been married for, it'll be 11 years this year, and she's absolutely amazing, and it's been so cool journeying together in life. And as we've been journeying along, we've faced trials, in our journey. We've come across, a few different trials, and I can honestly tell you that they've never been fun and they've never been easy. But because God is in us, because God was in us, now that I look back, I can see what he was doing through those trials that we're facing, how he was dealing with hard issues we had. How he was producing a strong character in us. How he was producing endurance in us. So if he ever faced something similar again, we'll have the endurance and the confident hope that he was going to see us through to the other side. Because God was in us, we had hope. Because God was in us, we had faith. And I want to encourage you today, God is in you. Whatever you're facing today, understand he's in you. You have the courage. You have the strength in him to see it through to the other side. God is in you. Let us never forget that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We are called to be triumphant in trials. So the first point is that God is for us. The second point is that God is in us. And the third point when it comes to being triumphant in trials, the third and last point is that you need to understand this, that God is working through you. God is working through you. Here's a little secret, all right? You ready for this? I want you to catch this. You don't need to have it all together for God to work through you. I hope you heard me. You don't need to have it all together for God to work through you. You don't need to wake up on the right side of the bed. Come on, praise God. You don't need to wake up on the right side of the bed for God to still work through you. You don't need to have all your kids in church, for God to still work through you. You don't need to, you might be in the driest of seasons where you might feel so disconnected from God. You might feel like you're so distant, but he isn't, just so you know. But God can still work through you. He really can. He can still work through you regardless of how you feel. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 to 10 says this. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. Come on, Jesus. My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now, this is the Apostle Paul talking. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Come on, someone needs to put that in the chat today. For when I am weak, then I am strong. You see, it's never been about us doing this life in our own strength. When we ask Jesus to come into our life, I have been crucified with him. It's no longer I that live, but it's Christ who lives in me. Don't try to do this life in your own strength. Don't try to do this life in your own ability. I want to lay that down and I want to do my life in God's strength. I want to live my life through the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't try to do it in your own strength. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I am triumphant in trials when I am weak because then I am strong. I'm believing that God is working through me. Having God work through you, I believe is as simple as just being faithful with those opportunities and those moments that he gives you. Just being faithful with the little things. I think it's the saddest thing when we might get caught up trying to live our life for the big goal a year down the track, yet we neglect what God has given us today to be faithful with. those moments, those opportunities, those people to pray for or to speak to or to encourage. Or, you know, we pass up these because we're too fixated on what's in the future. We pass up on the small opportunities that God gives us. Luke 16:10 says, "If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities." If you're honest with the little things, if you're faithful with the little things, if you don't neglect the little things, those opportunities that God gives you every day, if you understand that every day, regardless of how I feel, I'm not going to live this life working in my own strength, but every day I'm going to live my life working through the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to recognize the little things that He's asking me to be faithful with each day. And I want to encourage you, don't be so stuck on when the timing's right, then I'll start to be faithful with the little things. Or once everything settles down in my world, then I'm going to start to serve God then when everything's settled down. Or if the right season comes around, you know, I feel a bit dry now, I feel a bit disconnected now. If the right season comes around, then I'll faithfully serve God. But I want to encourage you that when you are weak, then you are strong. This has never been about doing it in our own strength, but in the power of the Holy Spirit in us. That's how I want to live my life. God is working through you. Philippians 1:6 says this, "Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion." He has begun a good work in you. And I want to encourage you today that regardless of how you feel, regardless of what you're walking through today, understand this, that He has begun a good work in you. It started in you when you asked Him into your heart, into your life. And now that you have a relationship with Him, He's doing a good work in you. And He's going to be faithful to see it through to completion. He's wanting to work in our heart, in our lives, every single day. And I love that it says He's going to carry it to completion. I am triumphant in trials because God is for us, because God is in us, and because God is working through us. So right now, I want to give every single person an opportunity that's watching this to make Jesus Christ their personal Lord and Savior, to have a relationship with Him. This is seriously the best decision you could ever make with your life, to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I remember making this decision when I was 17 years old, and He came in and He radically transformed my world. He gave me purpose to live for. He came in and put a sense of fulfillment in me that only God can do. There's nothing else on this earth that can fill that void inside of you but God. It's the best decision you could ever make with your life. I want to encourage you, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you need to get your life right with God. There's nothing you can do to earn it. You know, you can't just live a good enough life that one day you'll make it into heaven. It's impossible. It says in the Bible that all of us have fallen short. For the wages of sin is death. We can't earn our way into heaven. It's only through what Jesus Christ has done for us. He nailed our sin and our shame, that regret that you might be holding on to today. He paid for it all at the cross, and He rose again from the dead. He rose again from the dead so we could have eternal life with Him, so we could live the best life here on earth. We could do relationship with Jesus Christ. So if that's you today, you want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then why don't you pray this prayer together? We're going to pray it all together as a church. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for sending your Son Jesus to die upon the cross for my sin, for my shame, for everything I've done wrong. Today, Lord, I repent of my sin. Thank you for your forgiveness. I'm making a 180 degree turn and I'm following you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord, so much for everything you're doing in me and everything you're going to do through me. I love you. I give you all the praise. I honor you today, Jesus. Amen. and amen. That is an incredible prayer that you've just prayed. If you pray that for the first time, or maybe you're bringing, you're rededicating your life back to Him. If you're on our online platform, there'll be a raised hand there that says, I want to give my life to God. Why don't you click on that? There's going to be one of our team members that wants to pray with you there. Or maybe you're on Facebook. Can I just put it out there, just type into the comments and say, I just gave my life to Jesus. Just put it in the comments, all caps. We want to celebrate with you. We want to party with you. That's the best decision you could ever make with your life. Now, before we finish up today, I just want to pray for everybody that we will be triumphant in trials. Whatever we're facing today, we know that through the power of the Holy Spirit in us, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for every single person that's joined us online today, God. I thank you so much for them, Lord. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in their life, God. For how they're gonna grow spiritually, God. They're gonna grow more like you, Jesus. That they're growing in endurance, and that their confident hope of salvation is just increasing, Lord. Lord, help us to always focus that you are a good God, that you're for us, that you're in us, and that you're wanting to work through us, regardless of how we're feeling, God. You're doing a good work through us. Lord, we thank you that you work all things together for good because we love you, God. Because we love you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you so much that you're a good God, that you're for us. And if you're for us, who can be against us? Lord, I thank you for the favor and the blessings that you continue to pour out over our life. Give us strength to continue to walk how you want us to walk for the rest of our days. And everybody says in the chat, come on, one last time today. Amen and amen. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us for our online service today. It's been absolutely amazing having you with us. And don't go anywhere, because we've got our Kid Mania service coming up, which is incredible for all of our children. So we hope you've had an amazing day, and we'll see you next time. Bye.